We are up to Simin Kuf Yutes in Hilchas Tefillah. We are up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Sifim Gimel and Dalet, as well as the next Simin Kuf Chaf. Siv Beis and Kuf Yutes. Yesh, Siv Gimel, excuse me. In Dileg Otol Bivracha Achas Meim Tzoyos. What happens if you skipped or made a mistake in one of the middle brachas of Shmona Esrei? Ein el tzorach lachzor el l'rosh bracha shato shadileg. You only have to go back to the beginning of that particular bracha. However, umisham ve'elach yachzor ala seder. But from there on, you would have to go and continue all the brachas in order. So what exactly is the halakha here? It goes like this. First of all, we're talking about someone who missed out part of a bracha, one of the middle brachas, in a way that it's ma'akev, and we'll discuss that soon. And he did it b'shogeg. We already learned before that if someone adds or takes away from a bracha b'mezid in a way that's inappropriate, the halacha is he has to say over his entire Shmon Esrei. So here we're talking about b'shogeg, someone made a mistake. Now, if he catches himself in the middle of the bracha, so what he does is he goes back to where he was up to. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha altogether. Unless the one exception is the halacha we'll see later of a shliach tzibur that cannot go on davening. He's in the middle of a bracha and he's just not up to continuing to daven. Whoever takes over for him does not begin where he was up to, but goes back to the beginning of the bracha. Otherwise, if you make a mistake and while in that bracha you recognize that you made a mistake, go back to the place that you made your mistake, begin from there and continue, so long as you're still in the bracha. Now, what happens if you realize only several brachas later? There the halacha is that you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha where you made the mistake and continue all the brachas after that, because the order of the brachas is ma'akev. The Anshei Knesset HaGdola were metaken the order of Shmona Esrei for specific reasons. The order is therefore ma'akev, so you would have to go back to the bracha you made a mistake in, to the beginning of that bracha, and then follow with every single bracha afterwards. Now, what mistake did you make? Either you left out an entire bracha. If someone realized they left out a bracha, he has to go back to that bracha and continue all the brachas that follow subsequently. Another case is you left something out in the middle of the bracha that is an ikar of the bracha. So here, the Mishtabur brings down the gross shita that the middle of the bracha is never ma'akev, and so long as your chasima was good, that is enough. Now, another case that everyone agrees is ma'akev is if you said the same Talmud Motor in the summer, or you said the same bracha in the winter. There it's ma'akev, except that we learned that in the case where you said the same bracha in the winter, you can always say the same Talmud Motor in Shomei HaTfila. Whereas if you said the same Talmud Motor in the summer, you would have to go back to Barech Aleinu and then follow all the brachas in order from there. Siv Dalet. Shliach Tzibur Sheshachach V'lo Amar Aneinu. The halachi is that on a tainis, the yachid says aneinu in shomei atfil, in shema kolenu. The shliach tzibur adds a bracha to the Shmona Esrei. He adds aneinu between goel Yisrael and the bracha of rafa'enu. So he adds an entire bracha, and it ends with the bracha for aneinu. And he skipped it. Lo yachzor, he does not repeat it. Afilu im adayin lo gomar, rak rafa'enu. If all he completed was the bracha of Rafa'enu, he should not go back to Aneinu. However, if he was still in the middle of Rafa'enu, even if he got to the point where he said Baruch Atah but did not yet say the Shein, the halach is he goes back and he says Aneinu. Now, we learned that in any bracha in Shmona Esrei, if you left something out that is not Ma'akev, then as soon as you begin the next bracha, even before you begin the next bracha, as soon as you end the bracha, the halacha is you cannot go back and say it again. It is only in the case of something that is ma'akev, so long as you have not yet begun the next bracha, that you would, the halacha there is that you would go back. Here we have an interesting thing. The case is that he already started Rafa'enu. He started Rafa'enu. As long as he didn't end Rafa'enu, he's supposed to go back and say Aneinu. Why is that? So the halacha is that this is a very specific case, because here we're talking about an entire bracha. You see, you're dealing with Yala V'Yavo, and the person already said Modin, he doesn't go back. And if it's a case where it's not Ma'akev, even if he didn't say Modin yet, once he finished the bracha, he doesn't go back. When you're dealing with Aneinu, since it's a bracha on its own, so long as he didn't complete the bracha following it, he is to go back and say Aneinu. Whereas if he even omitted it after Rafa'enu, he finished Rofei Chol Am Yisrael and realized he hasn't said Anenu. So there the halakhi is, he cannot repeat it altogether. He waits for Shomea Tefillah. We'll see this soon. Vim Chazar Bracha Levatolihi, says the Machaber, if he goes back and says Anenu and then Rafa'enu afterwards, it's a Bracha Levatolah. Which is the Bracha Levatolah? So the Nosei Kalim say that the second Rafa'enu is a Bracha Levatolah. If he said Anenu, it's not a Bracha Levatolah because he didn't say it before. But the Rafa'enu that he repeated would be a Bracha Levatolah. The Mishnah Brura asks, why isn't the Anenu a Bracha Levatolah? Since Chazal said that if you miss out Anenu in its place, you're putter from it, if he says it, why isn't that a Bracha Levatolah? And he really leaves that as a Tzarech Iyan. Says the Ramah now, Ela Yomer Anenu B'Shomea Tfilah Kiyachid. A Shliach Tzibur that omitted Anenu in its place, completed the bracha of Rafa'enu, is supposed to say Anenu in Shomea Tefillah. The same way a Yachid does, and he does not end with the Chasima of Hon Olam Yisrael Beis Tzara, but he ends with the Chasima of Shomea Tefillah. Means he doesn't end with Hon Olam Beis Tzara, he only ends with Shomea Tefillah. Now, there's an interesting case the Mishnah Berurah brings down. We only say Anenu when there are 10 people in the minyan that are fasting. If you have a fast day where not everyone's fasting, and you don't have a minyan that's fasting, the shatz cannot say Anenu. What happens if at the time he was at Anenu, you didn't have 10 fasting, but when he got to Shomea Tefillah, he did? So he says she should say Anenu in Shomea Tefillah, because now he's got the minyan for it. Now, what happens if one forgets Anenu in Shomea Tefillah? So he can say it at the end of Shmona Esrei, before Elakai Netzor. In the case where you had 10 people in shul at the beginning, and now you don't have 10 anymore, you had 10 people fasting in the shul at the beginning, and you don't have 10 fasters anymore, so you could not say Anenu in its place as a bracha on its own, that is the Shliach Tzibur, but the Shliach Tzibur would be able to say Anenu in Shomea Tefillah. Simin kufchaf omrim ritzei b'chol ha'tfilis. We say ritzei in all tfilis. Udelo ka'osim shenogim shalol omro b'mincha. And not like those who say not to say ritzei at mincha, we do say ritzei. Now, in the nusach of the bracha of ritzei, there are actually two, or already the Rishonim bring down, that there are two possible ways of reading the bracha. And that is ritzei, the bracha of ritzei begins, what is it that we're asking Hashem to be Ritzei in? Bamcha Yisrael uvisfilasam. We ask that Hashem give Ritzui to our tefillas. Then we say Vahashevas avod oled vir beisecha, and v'ishei Yisrael uvisfilasam bi'ahavos kabel baratzon. So Hashem should accept the ishei Yisrael and their tefillas. Now, what is the ishei Yisrael? Right now, there are no Ishei Yisrael. So what is it, the Kabel? So although the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring this down, some say it means La'asid Lavo, the Ishei Yisrael are the Karbonis, and once the Beis HaMikdash is built, Hashem will be Makabel that. What the Mishnah Berurah does bring down is that the Ishei Yisrael, according to this Girsa, is referring to not the Karbonis that we bring, but the Neshamis of the Tzaddikim, that it says Michoel Hasar HaGadol brings in front of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, and the word Ishei Yisrael doesn't mean Karbonis, it means Ishei Yisrael, Jewish people, referring to the Neshamas of the Tzaddikim. Whereas the other Girsa has it, that no, that the Ishei Yisrael is going on the Vahashevas Avodah, whereas Sfilasom Tekabel Baratzon, it is the Tfilas that we're asking should be Miskabel. The Gra holds that that's the proper way, that Ishei Yisrael goes to Mila'el, and Sfilasam goes to Milara. Others read it the other way, and they have the Ishei Yisrael and the Sfilasam going together, Milara.